Welcome to this celebration of the feast day of St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests. Hope that this helps you in your walk with God, and I know it will always help me as long as I do it at the right times and the right circumstances. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We have picked our own special psalm, broken up into three parts, and we're going to do probably very similar to what we did yesterday, combined liturgy of the word and an office of divine office. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I don't know if I've told you on this podcast, but I've told others that the prophetic community, the community of people who claim to be able to speak for God and seem to have a pretty good understanding of God's plan, like Father Jim Blout, they've been talking to each other about some of the signs that God is on the move this year. And one of those signs is this canonization of the millennial role model, Blessed Carlo Acutis. So we're asking God to get us excited about this canonization, not just like every other canonization, but it will be very anticipated, both because of Carlo himself and because of what he represents in terms of the hope that God can, in a sense, reconvert the young people on his own without so much having to go through their parents. So anyway, we have 33 days until that anticipated canonization. And I'm going to start us out with a series of novenas leading up to that canonization day, which will be so exciting when we get excited. Oh, Father, our God, thank you for giving us Carlo, a model of life for young people and a message of love for all. You've made him fall in love with your Son, Jesus, making the Eucharist his highway to heaven. You've given him Mary to be a very beloved mother, and you've made him, with her, become a singer of her tenderness. She welcomes his intercession for us. He looks above all at the poor, whom he loved and helped. Grant me also, through his intercession, the grace I need. And I'll mention it privately, but you enter whatever you want to pray. And make our joy full, leading Carlo among the saints of the Universal Church, so that his smile continues to shine for us and for the glory of your name. Amen. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Psalm 69. I am consumed with zeal for your house, reminiscent of the Gospel of John, right? Jesus' words. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame. Through me, Lord God of armies, let not those who seek you be dismayed. Through me, God of Israel, I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face. that I have become a stranger to my brothers and alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkards' songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, never shall be, world without end. Amen. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn toward me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. You know how they deride and taunt me. My oppressors are all before you.